I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Airplanes are an essential part of missions work in Papua New Guinea, but a highly refined gasoline known as avgas is expensive and in short supply. Wycliffe Associates President Bruce Smith says they're being forced to buy a new fleet. The new airplane they're looking at is the Kodiak, specifically designed for missionary use. Smith says if these planes aren't replaced in Papua New Guinea,
basically, Bible translation will come to a standstill in these kind of locations. The geography is such that it really is impossible in any practical sense to reach the tribes that are still needing Bible translation without air transportation.
Next, 40 million people are infected with HIV/AIDS. The good news is Christians are beginning to do something about it. The bad news is they've been quiet till now. Purpose-driven Ministries' Kay Warren says,
mainline churches have cared for people's physical needs and the spiritual needs have been de-emphasized. And in evangelical circles, we have emphasized people's spiritual needs and de-emphasized that we live in a body. Evangelicals have been largely silent, largely AWOL from caring about people with HIV.
Purpose Driven is holding an HIV/AIDS conference November 29th through December 1st. As Christians reach out, they'll share the gospel. And it's uncertain if churches in the United States will be able to rebuild in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. They're appealing to churches around the country to adopt them and help them rebuild. The Southern Baptists have 27 churches in the New Orleans area alone, and most of them lost everything. One pastor in the French Quarter says if Christians fail to rebuild or reach out, it's like giving in to spiritual darkness. So funding and prayer are needed. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about what you heard today, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage is also found at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.